Blog Talk Radio.
Mike and making men of them. Tears and fears for my peers, they risen. You think that it is, if not it isn't. Race for the border, my daughter, cause beats are banging out. Cheeks rocking beats in her teeth, and it's time for hanging out. Gather, or rather, for my circle around out loud. Just cause brothers or others could never ever rock a crowd. Is it because he's running off with the mouth? Or was he really clearly trying to play a nigga out? No, shut him down, the king with the crown. Cause all you wanna be is Dickie Down.
A friend of mine asked me to say some MC rhymes, so I said this rhyme I'm about to say. The rhyme was Mecca, and then it went this way. Recollect a Mecca mic check on a windmill skill. Mac the steps wearing Godfather hats. It's okay to parlay the forte better. Tell her my nigga need a sweater tougher than leather. Swing another Bobby King thing and I wreck. But just like the white one, I get no respect. Money stay awake cause the other niggas are fake. From Hollis to the Beacon, know your dumb ass is leaking. CL and Run DMC, so rush it. Big time way before Hammer got to touch it. Remember the faces in all types of places. Look, ma, no shoelaces. And I'm...
Sucker MC could never swing with D because of all the things that I bring with me. Only G.O.D. could be a king to me. And if the G.O.D. be in me, then the king I be. The microphone is granted when it's handed to me. I was planted on a planet and I plan to MC. The MC fiends only seem to agree that I rock of the world and the society. I rage on the stages with a tune of verse. I give praises from these stages to the universe. My voice is raw, my lyrics is law. I keep it hardcore like you never saw. You wanna be, you wanna be.
John Jay University, and since kindergarten I acquired the knowledge, and after 12th grade I went straight to college. Down with the kings on the mic, a full swing of the P to the R, not an R&B singer. The R to the UNDMC, and the flying human being, tonight I hold the key. Flowing with the funk track, hear the soul brother Black, pick up the bass, better yet be the bass. So let me put my big black twinkie on into the early morning. Had the skin zoning, Mecca, yo, you want the Mecca, yo. I make a funky beat so we can blow, check it out. Keep rocks, the boots knock, put you in a headlock, and now all the yada yada flock, cause I'm down with the king.
like free morning dew. I took one look at you, and it was plain to see you were my destiny.
You're all I need.
All I need
to get by.
To get by.
Anytime you need me, for real, girl, it's me in your world. Believe me, nothing make a man feel better than a woman. Queen with a crown, that be down for whatever. There are few things that's forever. My lady, we can make war or make babies. Back when I was nothing, you made a brother feel like he was something. That's why I'm with you to this day, boo, no frontin'. Even when the skies were gray, you would rub me on my back and say, baby, it'll be okay. Now that's real to a brother like me, baby. Never ever give my pussy away and keep it tight, alright? And I'ma walk these dogs so we can live in a fat ass crib with thousands of kids. Word life, you don't need a ring to be my wife. Just be there for me and I'ma make sure we be living in the fucking lap of luxury. I'm realizing that you didn't have to fuck with me, but you did. Now I'm going all out, kid, and I got mad love to give. You my nigga. And your skin tone, 5 minutes alone, I'm already on the bone. Plus I love the fact you got a mind of your own. No need to shop around, you got the good shit at home. Even if I'm locked up north, you in the world rocking 3/4 to 4th, never showing your stuff off, boo. It be true, me for you, that's how it is. I can be your Noah, you can be my Wiz, then I can be your son. You can be my earth, resurrect the God through birth, best believe.
You're all that I need, I'll be there for you. If you keep it real with me, I'll keep it real with you. Loving your whole steez, it be in there, boo. On top of that, you got the good crowd with you. You're all that I need, I'll be there for you. If you keep it real with me, I'll keep it real with you. Loving your whole steez, it be in there, boo. On top of that, you got the good crowd with you.
Look, the party's over. It's been a long vacation, and your fans are waiting to see you again. And you guys all know how you look in rehearsal is how you come across on stage. So let's do it one more time from the top, and let's get busy.
but now I know better.
How does it feel? I can't describe this feeling that came when I saw her last night. Oh, she got to me. I let you know the reason. I saw her with another guy. So if it isn't love, why do I feel this way? Why does she stay on my mind? And if it isn't love, why does it hurt so bad? Make me feel so sad inside. If it isn't
everyone, welcome to Epiphany Radio, King and Queen's Quarters. I am your host, King Atterbury, along with host Queen Simmons.
The show is sponsored by
Raw Links. Shout out to CEO Larry Maddox, aka For Real the Poet. We're in the building. We're in the quarters. What's up?
Yes.
How you doing, Queen?
Yes. I am doing well. I just want to welcome everybody to the audience. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. And our topic for tonight, would you like to discuss that with them?
The topic for tonight, this is coming from the Royal Chambers. Speak your
peace and
spit your peace.
That's right. So what do you have on your mind tonight, King? And how would you like to introduce yourself to our new audience and, you know, get walked into our new Epiphany family?
Well, a lot of people, and just in case you don't know, I am King Atterbury, host of the Poetry Corner show that's on the Let's Talk Network, and poet, published author of 16 books. But right now, I'm in the castle with you, Queen.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. As he said, my name is Queen Simmons, Edwina Queen Simmons, and I'm also a published author and a part-time co-host on the Poetry Corner, and we are so happy to meet everyone tonight. So happy to hear some beautiful poetry.
Indeed. You know what I'm saying? Happy to be here.
Yes, absolutely. So, can we rock, paper, scissors, or you want to kick it off with King?
Hey, I'm gonna kick it off. I'm gonna drop something from the Royal Chambers. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
I'm gonna drop a little something. This is a piece entitled "Ghosts." But first, when you the word ghost, how do you define a ghost when you speak in your piece? You know what I'm saying? Ghost, is you ghost yeah. out of here, or you just go feeling ghostly? So I'm going to drop it like this. Witnessed on watching, clocking the hustle while I'm grinding. It's all about timing with alignment. That's my assignment. My new thing, strike a pose, so I chose a different role. Mapped out the road to hire my soul, standing right in front of my goals. Benefit from a connect while I network on a server twice. One thing that I learned so many years ago was a sacrifice for the better good of my skill set. I'm in effect and relevant. Never will I settle quick on a settlement of a deficit. Got too much on the wheels of life. Spend, win, and sparingly spend. Offerings on finishing with the team started. Benjamin. I'm a Washington, Atterbury. Follow my father's bloodline. My business is mine. Keep your mind on your line. Tracks of tears. Listen, here. I'm only trying to persevere. Window of opportunity. Coming to the shore. King near. My default. Make it happen while keeping the real action. Some of y'all be laughing while I'm looking at you crash napping. King.
Ooh, oh, my gosh. It was the last line for me, that last line. Read that back for me one more time.
It's always the last line.
I said,
some of y'all be laughing. Some of y'all be laughing while I'm looking at you crash napping.
Mm. I know that's right. Dope team. Thank you, King.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Queen.
No problem at all. All right. So I guess it's my turn to for introduction piece. Do we want to go with something soft? Can I go with something soft, or should we go?
Hey, you're a queen. You know what I'm saying? Stand right next to your royal chambers and just do what you do.
Okay. All right. My piece for this evening is I'm just so happy with the way that the universe is directing my steps and the steps of the people around me. And I feel like greatness is on the way amidst everything that's on our mind that's taking us into a negative direction in this world. I feel like there are great things coming. So I think that's a piece that I would like to speak to tonight. Bear with me one second while I get that put up.
All right.
Okay. And before we get started, I did want to just share with everybody calling in a number to get into the call line. That number is going to be 319-527-6300. Did I get that right? This is my first time out.
Yeah,
press
you got
1
it.
To be heard. Again, that's 319-527-6300. And hit that 1 if you'd like to join us on the mic. Thank you. All right.
Okay.
I'm just bringing up a piece that I feel like I'd like to read tonight. You caught me by surprise with all of that. King came through and put the stink on the mic. I got to follow up with it.
Nah.
Okay, here we go. This is a place that I wrote that's about Black History Month, and I think it would be a good idea to read this one to close it out. All right. Called I Recognize This Place. I recognize this place. With the electric acuity of the gunshot, I recognize her face, trace the veins of her street lines. I recognize the taste of the back of her hand. I recognize the reinterpretation of 3/4 a man. I recognize the thread that runs through history, silver tongues etching over massacres as victories. I recognize the gold and the stories left untold. And I know American history favors the bold, so they say. It seems she favors the ones that got away, but I recognize her still and try to love her just the same. Even though it seems as if she will never change, on behalf of the stolen children told to call her by her name. Like a man with prosopagnosia, she can't recognize my face. Seems that villainizing your victims exonerates you from their fate. It's a mercy kill to hunt them down, fueled by fear and hate, then inoculate the recounting by demonizing the slain. Oh, I recognize this place. With the hypersensitivity of the battle-weary, I see her clearly. The state of luxurious liberty at a rich man's cost. I watch green with envy to see all she's bought with all we've lost. this so-called free state, bone-soaked in blood stains, the survival of our history can't be watered down and washed away like they did with the many cities that at the bottom of the lakes, like they did with the Bible when they watered down her page. Change the language from the shepherd and his flock instead of master slave. Yes, I recognize this place like a child to a macabre clown. I can recognize her face, surfactant stained and made up of war games and whores paint, the bodies that form her foundation, hearted over in pain, legs spread open, bearing down to birth a nation with the notion that this is the land of the free. Hung her nursery's wallpaper on burgeoning black dreams. There are baby sugar waters, nursed hers on our mother's teat, then painted the red house white, whitewashing over history. Yet underneath, the truth still remains. I recognize our legacy, the bought, the sold, the slain. I see through all the pageantry made to cover your mistakes, the retelling of black history echoes voices of the slain and fortifies the virtues of the future we create. If we learn from what has happened, we can master our own fate. I'll keep telling our black stories until they recognize our face. And that's my piece. Thank you.
Oh, I'm glad I'm sitting in the chambers with you, Queen. You dropping it.
I appreciate
let me, King. Oh, I'm sorry, I fell back for a minute, so let me readjust my crown. You know what I mean? Can't be rocking
okay.
And tilting, you know? Word up.
I appreciate that.
Hey, I love that. I enjoyed that piece.
Thank you so much.
You're definitely a queen, baby. Definitely.
Thank you, King. So let's start bringing in some of our lovely callers this evening.
No doubt.
Okay.
So who you got coming in?
Okay. Good evening, Ms. VIP. How are you this evening? Are you there, Ms. VIP?
Yes, I am. Hi. How are you
Hello.
Two doing tonight?
We are doing wonderful. It's wonderful to hear your voice.
Ms. VIP.
Thank you. Yeah, listen, y'all went in. Y'all had some dope pieces. Great start to the show, and congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And thank you for the warm
Appreciate
epiphany.
That.
Welcome.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Family.
All right. Okay, so our question for tonight is pretty much open. We need you to speak your piece and then spit your piece. So tell us what's on your mind, what you're thinking about, and then share with us whatever your beautiful heart desires.
I think I'm going to spit a piece about Amir Locke. You know, the gentleman where they busted on in the door, you know, with the kids and shot him. So
absolutely.
I'm going to spit that piece.
Okay. The mic is yours.
Thank you. The numbers are adding up, leaving fathers and mothers to take this cup of burying their children again and again. The no-knock stipulation has struck once more, and now I am a statistic. The white police struck again. I was in my own home, licensed to carry my gun to protect me and mine, but they busted in and shot me. I never had a chance to ask why. I instantly ran out of time. Like George Floyd, there will be justice or there will be hell to pay. We as a people are past tired getting killed by white police. It's not enough to get fired for being put on administrative leave. But if a black man killed a white man, would his parents demand the death penalty as they grieve? I am Amir Locke. Who gave them the key to shoot me? I was 22. I was licensed to carry. They didn't give me a chance. My parents will never see me marry or have kids. I hope all those cops get bids of years in jail. Then justice once more will prevail. And that's that piece.
Woo-hoo-hoo. Oh, my gosh. I feel
lacing it.
She said, there will be justice or there will be hell to pay. And that was the crux of that whole poem. It's like I feel that underlying feeling of being upset watching all of these things going on, but understanding that justice needs to be served. I love that. I definitely love that, Ms. VIP.
Yeah, Ms. VIP,
thank you so much.
You got me a just, Ms. VIP, you got me adjusting my robe. You know what I'm saying? Feeling uneasy on the throne.
Yes. Absolutely.
Well, VIP, we have a nice room back there. You know, nice dining room. They got wine. They got crackers. They got grapes. Enjoy the royalty. Royal meal.
Yes, I sure will.
Enjoy your time in the
waiter
king's
back
quarters.
There, he's waiting on you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Well, one love, one mic.
Well, I do appreciate it. One love, one mic.
Ms. VIP, I have a question. What you got going on?
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad you asked.
Sorry.
All right, every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, my diva, La Perla Negra, and I will be in the Love Zone. And on alternating Fridays, I host Express Your Vibe, where everybody comes in and whatever you're feeling, just express it. So that's it. And if I must say a happy birthday to my diva, yes.
Oh.
So that's it, guys.
All right. Happy birthday, Danielle. I didn't know it was her birthday today. Happy birthday. Thank you so much.
All right, y'all.
All right. One love, one
Thank
mic.
You.
One love, one mic.
Mic. Next caller.
Okay. We're going to pull up our next caller, and it seems as if it is the birthday girl, Miss La Perla Negra herself. Are you on the line?
I'm here. Let me tell y'all something. Mm-hmm. Y'all are doing an awesome job, and thank you for the early birthday wishes. It's actually tomorrow.
Is
but
it?
Y'all
okay.
Are doing Yo, I'm doing the music. Yo, I'm
Thank
feeling
you.
The music, definitely. And
much appreciated.
You guys are just flowing so smoothly. I'm loving it. And welcome. Well, here's an official welcome over the radio to Epiphany.
Thank you, my
Thank
darling.
You very much.
We appreciate
you.
Yes, definitely. So the vibe that we're going with tonight is just speaking your piece, whatever you have on your mind, and spitting your piece. What do you have for us tonight?
Okay, this is a piece I wrote a while ago. I've been playing around with and tweaking. I do that with a lot of my pieces. And it's called My Hidden Away.
Okay.
Thank you. If my eyes could show my soul, you would cry when you see me smile. Sometimes we miss the chance to run through the happy light because we get lost in the shadow of why they hurt us. So I'd stopped wondering how I was seen in others' eyes because I know who I am. But I'd fallen in love and hope's curiosity awakened questions like, what part of my beautiful heart does he want to know? Should I even expose my full light to him? Ugh, hidden desire is so unfair. He moves something so deep within me that I don't know if his existence has mastered my heart, but he's definitely my muse. Maybe I'll just continue to keep etchings of the perfect relationship hidden on the canvas of my mind. It is my secret, after all. It wasn't my intentions to fall. I just wasn't looking. Keeping my truth hidden away is like the last of winter's leaves clenching to black branches, knowing it's becoming the past. So I bring myself to stillness and witness the colors of nature because everything I touch with tenderness pricks like thorns under the beautiful rose on its stem. Alas, the path worth taking lies in the tangled forest between heart and mind. Yet hope drowned in darkness continues emergence from the nighttime, bright as fireflies. Change is inevitable. So whether revealed to him or not, in silence alone, I feel my heart and marvel at the miracle. This is sacred, so I will always care. And that's their piece.
Oh, my gosh. That was so dope. Oh, my gosh.
It definitely was. But you know what, LaPearl, the piece was so dope that, you know, I wore my crown straight on, and now I've got it on a tilt. You know what I mean?
Yo,
because
that's
of the cool,
what's up.
There's
nothing wrong with
throwing
some swag on it.
You know what I'm saying? Got to put a swag while I'm on the throne. You know what I mean? Like, tilt it to the fly. Like, yo, definitely dope. Definitely fly. Love the energy behind it, the softness, the sweetness. Yeah, it was popping.
Thank you. Thank you so much, y'all.
Definitely
but
had
listen,
me on the edge of my throne.
Thank you.
Well, you know, what you got going on? You know what I'm saying? Let the world know.
Oh, okay. All right. So alternating Saturdays with Poetic, I am in Poetic Therapy, where I co-host with my awesome mountain man, Stan the Man Phillips. Now, that's a place where you can come and relieve some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation. Now, alternating Monday nights with the king and queen. I am one-third host of the Soul Cafe, where I co-host with the CEO of Epiphany Radio, Arthur Larry Maddox, and Poetic.
Yeah.
And y'all come on by Monday nights because we got a second half of the show where it's called Pick Up Your Pen. And that segment right there will help you, it pushes your pen, help you tap into your creative side. It's called Pick Up Your Pen. Wednesday night at 9, I am one half host of The Love Zone, where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss VIP. Now, what topic did I come up with? I believe the topic I came up with is, I forgot my own topic. That's terrible. But y'all come on by Wednesday night at 9 anyway. I'm sure you're going to love it.
Always a good time.
I definitely be dragging my robe all the way through there. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. I got me a little nervous being a first-time caller on your show, so that's why certain things have slipped my mind. But y'all got it going. I wish you much success in this.
Thank you so much.
But listen, we got a nice dining room set up in the back. You know what I'm saying? With luxurious food back there. Like I said, grapes, some wine, some crackers, hors d'oeuvres. You know what I'm saying? We have a nice waiter back there. Order in the court. We have another one coming through. No.
That's what's up. Right. One love, one mic.
We appreciate you.
One
love, one mic. Definitely Roland, Miss VIP, and Danielle are two of my favorite poets, and I always love to hear them on the mic. Yes, definitely.
Well, Queen, you got it rocking right now. I tell you that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I couldn't have a better side host with me or not. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. I appreciate it. Let's keep the party going. It looks like we have another caller in queue. All right. I'm going to bring her on.
Yep.
Nicole, my beautiful, how are you doing this evening?
Hello, hello. How are you?
Hey. What's up?
Welcome to King and Queen Quarters.
All right.
Thank you. All right. So how are you doing this evening?
I will not complain. I'm here. So.
Okay.
That's what's up.
So the vibe of tonight is to speak your piece. If there's anything on your mind that you would love to share with us, to welcome us to the show, we'd appreciate hearing that.
Yeah, so just basically trying to take out Black History Month, you know. Of course, I know a lot of people like focus on February, but I try to do it all year round. So you know, trying to make sure I have different information. Some people might not know. So it's always, it's definitely always good to have February come around because you see so much togetherness.
That's true, and I really appreciate. I see all of the different Black History facts and posts that you've been sharing on your Facebook page, and I think that's a really beautiful thing. I think that's one of the things that February brings into mind is the need to share our history and share the times we overcame, as opposed to just the times that the worst part of what happened in our Black history. I love that about
definitely.
You, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, very informative for the communities.
Yeah, because honestly, it's not taught in school. So, you know, if your parents or whatever don't teach you, you don't go try to find out information for yourself, you're not going to know. So
each one,
that's right. That's right. Indeed.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. And thank you for joining us here and also joining us on the Poetry Corner. Did you bring a piece that you'd like to spit with us tonight?
I sure did.
All right. Well, spit your piece, my darling.
All right. Say it loud. I'm Black and I'm proud. Yeah, but when I'm loud, I'm considered aggressive. My hands might be moving too much or my neck rotating with too much attitude. That's okay because I am who I am and I will say what I want to say. Thinking Black, I once had a girl say she wished she had a tan like mine. I laughed and asked, oh, so you want to be Black? She exclaimed, oh, no. And it's cool because I love the skin that I'm in. I love who I am. Although my hair might be a little unruly at times, I love every kink and tight curl. My lips are not only a full but delicious treat. They are all natural, not needing any kind of injection or filler of any type. My hips are wide with curves. I can balance a baby on them, do a two-step, and not miss a step in my stride. My thighs are thick, and yes, my legs touch. So what? I never had a complaint. Now, finding a good fitting pair of jeans is very rare, but I'm fine with a little tugging and jumping than having not much there at all. Some people would pay to have for what some people would pay for what I got. So I'm blessed with being a Black woman. Truth be told, there is none better. I am Black and I am proud. And that's that piece.
Oh, that was beautiful. Dope piece. What a great Black History send off. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Love that piece. Piece very nice, Una. Very lovely. That's why I'm adjusting my robe right now, fixing my crown.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm paying attention. I'm focused.
I love what she said. My lips are full and a full and delicious treat. And the way that you perceive the whole female body as being something beautiful is in spite of the fact that we constantly have to fight against that. I love that piece so much, Nicole. I really do.
Mm-hmm. But it's crazy because, you know, we used to get picked at and, oh, your lips now. You got white people that are getting fillers in their lips to make them plumper and all this other kind of stuff. And you see the lipstick that says, like, lip plumper and all this. Like, I ain't got to worry about all of that, you know?
I know. You,
then,
baby,
right,
you all natural, baby. You know what I'm saying? All natural,
exactly.
Right?
Beautiful.
True D. Word.
Absolutely.
But listen, what you got going on in the world, Nicole? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's popping?
All right. Well, so, actually, this Tuesday, tomorrow, I'll be hosting the Poetry Corner on Let's Talk. Yes, yes. So that's exciting. And I'm on there. And I am working. And I know everybody's like, when is this going to be out? Because she keep on saying
manifest it, darling.
It is soon to come. It is soon to come. I guess I'm just a little bit of a perfectionist. So, you know, I just want to make sure everything is right. But it's called Pieces of Me. So you'll get to see, you know, all different types of poetry as well as I threw on a little short story. So, you know, I think it'll be very interesting, and everyone will enjoy it. And that's pretty much it. I do sometimes check out Epiphany Radio, and I might, you know, make a little stop in and, you know, do a little poem here and there. So, yeah.
We appreciate you. We definitely appreciate you and appreciate your beautiful work. Do you have a topic yet for your show coming up tomorrow?
Oh, that is, see, that's trying to kiss me off guard because I didn't even.
Oh, no.
Oh, so, a black woman's worth.
Black woman's worth. That's right.
A black woman's worth. I know that's right. I'm so looking forward to it. All right. So thank you so much. And we are going to give you a seat over in the King and Queen quarters. You can have yourself a drink, toes in that velvet carpet. It's very palatial back there. And I hope that you enjoy yourself. And we do appreciate every second of your call. Thank you for giving us a warm welcome, Nicole.
Well, I appreciate
and,
you too. Have a good one.
Also, Nicole, can you post in the event page that beautiful piece of poetry?
Sure thing.
All right, thank you.
Dope. Thank you so much. All right, Nicole, thank you so much. One love, one mic. It was wonderful hearing from you.
One love, one mic.
All right. Thank you.
That was a beautiful Black History piece. I love that so much. That was beautiful. All right. So it looks like we have another caller waiting in queue, and this man, I'm very anxious to hear what he has for us tonight. The wonderful and legendary J. Rob, the wise son. How are you this evening?
And magnificent.
Legendary.
Yes.
Magnificent. I'd be so lucky.
You are.
I'm extremely humbled, and I'm glad to be on your inaugural show. So this is going to be real dope. But legendary?
Thank you so much.
That's for the big boys. I'm just a humble servant to the poetry god. That's to the big boys.
You know, they say when you do your work diligently enough that your name can enter room before you do, that's greatness, and it should be respected. So all praise and respect to, definitely.
That's why I always come in a room before Van or before David Motta, before Pharrell the Poet or before Mahavi, so I can see what greatness looks like.
Okay. What? Too much. All right. Okay.
I'm just saying.
I understand. But what was my question to you? So tonight we have a really open show. We just get in a feel for our audience tonight, and we just want to know what do you have on your mind tonight? Let's speak your piece.
Ooh, what do I have on my mind at the end of Black History Month? Ooh, sweet baby, Jesus. I got a whole lot happening. But the fact of the matter is, if anyone has been paying attention to my post over the course of the last 28 days, it is clear that the more things have changed, a lot of the same behaviors remain. Mm-hmm. And I often wonder, but a lot of people wonder what happened to the parents of some, or the children of some of the parents who have done some of these insidious things to us. Some of them became congressmen. Mm-hmm. Some of them became senators. Some of them became school teachers in the same schools that they try to keep Black people out of.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them have done even worse. And unfortunately, the behaviors are still the same. And our response to the behaviors haven't changed because we're still asking. Mm-hmm. And we're still pleading. And we're still singing. And we're still dying.
Amen.
And
that's
it's unfortunate
very true.
That we're on the bitter end of people's passive attitudes towards a different shade of people with color.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been the brunt of that. One of the things I pointed to my nephew was the Civil Rights Bill was signed in 1965.
Mm-hmm.
Voting Rights Bill came in 1964.
Oh.
We've only truly been free as American citizens for 56 years. That's not a long time.
That's very,
we're still
that's very
asking
true.
For the exact same thing. So
that's so true.
That's on my soapbox, and I'm hoping that someday before I die, we can get past it.
But you know what? I think I've always felt like the poets were here to write a true and emotional version of history. And I think that through your poetry and the words and the encouragement that you share, you're doing that. I think you are. I definitely think you are. And I think a lot of poets are, you know, keeping those things alive and keeping the memories of our people and not just the times that we struggle, but the times that we overcame and methods that we can go about to overcome it. So we scribe that and keep it going throughout the vein of our history. And you definitely do that. Give you much respect for that.
Much appreciated. All of us, yourself included, and the king next to you, we are the C and the N of the black community.
Amen.
And we should just hope and pray that whatever words we share poetically doesn't get lost on deaf ears. Or people
That's
don't
true.
Turn a deaf ear to it, whatever the message is. So.
Okay, that's very true.
Let me take two steps and get off this soapbox real quick, because y'all got to show
me. No. I think that's the whole purpose of the month, but I do appreciate that, and I know you got something. When it's time for you to spit your piece, you're going to leave the mic burning to close out Black History Month. We're ready for you when you're ready.
And, brother, I know you got the crown on, so I know you're coming from another kingdom, but I know you got something delivering up in this castle. So, yeah.
I'm levels beyond humbled by that. Thank you both, and I hope this meets with your approval. The piece is entitled Just Us, or for those who put it together, Justice.
Mike is yours.
We are taught that there's liberty and justice for all. But to those that are tasked with ownership of brown skin, those seem to just be hollow word, written on sacrificial goat skin that reads like ancient hieroglyphics that are deeply rooted on the banks of rocks made out of Plymouth and sandy beaches full of rotten sycamores that produce low-hanging strange fruit called black people's freedom. And we then ask, why are we teardrop giving prayers always mistaken for catastrophic, cataclysmic, cosmic explosions that render the atmosphere blank, that's filled with the cries of the unloved and the unlucky survivors of the nightmare and horror movies and the things that even make the devil scared called the American dream? Because to me, it seems like the most dangerous place for a lot of black people is to live in the dangerous white people's imagination station. And if you don't believe me, try asking the grandchildren that still drink the tears of their forefathers' disappointments. And then I want you to ask God if prayers have an expiration date. Why? Because we've been asking and begging and pleading and crying and dying for so many years that it just seems like either our prayers are still on hold or somebody in heaven who's supposed to be responsible for prayers being answered just seems to not want to give God our messages. And I guess there just seems to be too much bulk mail in heaven disguised as prayers. So we just have to keep on suffering until God walks into the mail room and sorts all this out himself. I just hope he gets to the one that says, please read my prayers. That's stamped as a very important notice from the ones that you said you loved. Lord, hear our prayers. 110 years plus. When? And that's my piece.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. Oh my
this
goodness.
King got his hands raised up. Another king from another kingdom inside the castle, just representing him. And I love him, bro.
Absolutely.
Love that piece.
Did you say the grandchildren are still drinking the tears of their? Can you give me that line one more time?
Remix.
Try asking the grandchildren that still drink the tears of their forefathers' disappointments to ask God if prayers have an expiration date.
Do you know how that is so, so profound? That's not even a perspective that I think most people collect from all of this, is that the children are feeding off of what they know of the past. That is so beautiful. That was so well put. I really appreciate that. Dope, dope stuff.
Definitely.
Thank
dope,
you both. I really appreciate you for that. Thank you both.
We appreciate it. We appreciate it. Love you. Hey, Brother Jay, what do you have going on in this world? Delivering through the universe.
Well, I will ask the two of you and those within the sound of my voice, come Thursday night, March 3rd, to get down with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, myself, John Robinson, a.k.a. J. Rob the Wise Son, at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard. We have a show called The Get Down. Van Meadows and myself are going to, we are going to continue with our Black History pieces because we wind up missing 2 weeks in the month because of personal tragedies in our families. But we have the dynamic that I'm hoping that people come through and get a whiff of, because if you listen to the other shows, we're going to introduce a piece of Black history to you, and then we're going to give you a couple of pieces of poetry to accentuate that particular point, and then we're just going to go in and go in and go in. And it's my hope and prayer that everyone listening gets an opportunity to touch the mic and bless us with your presence, so that we can have a very good show.
Most definitely. I'll definitely be in the call. Thank you so much, J-Rob.
Thank you both for having me. Congratulations and welcome to the Epiphany Radio Universe family.
Thank you very much. We appreciate being here. Very humble.
Yes, we do. We do. All right. Well, thank you so much again, J-Rob. One love, one mic, and thank you. We're going to walk you into the King and Queen Quarters Lounge. I'd like you to help yourself to whatever you'd like. Thank you.
Thank
a
you
very
night.
Much, my brother.
Have a good afternoon. Good night. Take care.
Good night.
Bye.
Wow.
Oh, man, that brother, he be spitting some fire. That man, like, thought-provoking. Like, oh,
mm-hmm. When he says the wise son, he does not, is not to be taken lightly.
I know. Brother Jay, you know what I'm saying? He's another one to go by multiple names. How I
right.
think, you know. I always be on that throne. But Queen, you're doing a fabulous job. I mean, wonderful. Like I said, you got me over here blushing and whatnot, because I'm like, look at this queen. Ain't nobody luckier than me. You know what I mean?
Thank you. Well, you know, I got to represent for the king. I appreciate it. It looks like we have one more caller in the queue.
No doubt.
It is somebody we are definitely waiting to hear from. It is our CEO, Larry Maddox. For real, the poet. Good evening, and thank you for calling into the show.
Hello,
what is
good,
baby. Take your socks off. Hey, what's up, King? Your Highnesses, how art thou?
We are well.
We are here. You know what I'm saying?
I've been listening. Hey, y'all brought some beautiful energy in here. I want to welcome you both to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, your poetry outlet, the next phase in online radio. If I forgot, Ben, something, inbox me. But welcome you both to the show. I loved it from the beginning with the music y'all was playing to the pieces that y'all spit. Very
thank
dynamic.
You. Thank you.
I loved
appreciate
it. I loved
that.
It. I loved it.
We appreciate
yes,
it.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you. J-Rob got me kind of hyped right there. I was kind of somber. I was writing a love piece. So the piece I was going to do is like I just balled it up and threw it in the trash can. Yeah, it got me kind of hyped. Shout out to my brother, J-Rob, the wise son. Hey, yeah, but I'm enjoying the vibe that's up in here, you know. I'm just chilling.
Appreciate
I'm going to just go work. Thank you, love. I see what y'all, I'm going to let y'all ask me like you asked everybody else because I'm stuck right now. Y'all don't know what I'm going through. My energy is boiling over right now. What was the topic again?
Well, for tonight, we've left it open. Speak your piece. Whatever it is that you have on your mind that you'd like to share, we're open to hearing it.
You speak your piece, bitch your piece.
Absolutely.
All right. This is what is going to happen. So my poetic name is For Real the Poet. It's chosen because I simply chose to keep things real. All right. This is the anniversary. This is the anniversary this day of my son being murdered.
Okay? Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry.
And, thank you. He went by the name of Raw. His given name was Larry D. Maddox III. Is my namesake.
Oh, wow.
He was murdered on his day 3 years ago.
My gosh.
Not by someone in a uniform. He was murdered by someone that looks like me and you. Okay?
Mm.
This is a subject that we in the community don't like to speak about. You know, we make signs, we picket, we do all these things when it comes to a white person killing us or police officer killing us. My concern is within this community and the many black communities in the United States. Right now, I can give a hell about the politics and what's going over there and wherever it's going on, that war that's going on and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
My concern is with my people and us finally getting it together and sticking together and learning to unify and stop killing one another. We got too much going on for us to be killing our damn selves. Okay?
That is so true.
So that's where my head is at. We don't really like to talk about that when we talk about all this other stuff, this nonsense, violence and neglect. We don't like to talk about the violence that we do to our damn selves. See, but I live in that realm. I live in that realm. You know?
I understand.
And it hurts. And it hurts.
I can only imagine. But you know what? Yeah. I think that is the curse of our people, is to push things under the rug and not really discuss those tough topics. And then we just end up repeating them as a community, and we can't really get past them because we never really want to address those difficult things. And I think some of us, unfortunately, like yourself, who have to, you know, have one of our loved ones, especially a child, as a casualty of the streets and the things that are going on, you really have a different respect for the desire and the need to unify the community. You don't want anyone else to be lost in the same way as the loss that you suffered in. I totally appreciate everything that you've built with that being a cornerstone of it,
Thank you. Thank you. Because right now in Philadelphia, the murder rate has skyrocketed this past year. The number of gunshots is ridiculous. I work in a hospital, okay, and I'll tell you this, from the area where I moved from, to kind of try to get away from that a little bit, all my son's friends, I wound up visiting where I work to check on them from being shot dead, shot 18 times, shot in the back, you know, many times I go to visit someone, a youth, that has been shot up. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
It
and it's like throw your hands up. We got to stop covering things up. Like we cover up that crazy uncle that's been touching our nieces and our daughters and stuff like that.
Amen.
You got to start covering up so that we can begin to heal and fix what's broken within us. You know?
Absolutely.
I'm not going, you know, but that's my feeling. That's my feeling. That's why I wanted you to ask me over again. So my energy... My energy, you know, is I don't even know how to control my energy at this time. I was kind of calm until I heard J-Rob do his thing. Thank you, J-Rob. And so, you know, so I'm full of frustration right now, and I need to let some out. And
Understandable.
But that's what we're looking for tonight in the King and Queen's quarters. We're looking for that raw emotion and energy and how it, you know, rounds about into the poetry. And I know something that traumatic and tragic is definitely going to come into some beautiful words. And the mic is definitely yours.
Yeah, well, right now there's no order in the court. You know what I'm saying? We just letting it all out, being heard.
Well, thank you.
So it's just your crown. You from another kingdom. You in King Atterbury's lead, so you're welcome guest. You know what I mean? So, hey, let us have
all right. Thank you. Well, this piece right now that I'm about to do is titled Black Enough.
Am I black enough? Black enough? Am I black enough? Am I black enough to walk these streets in all my blackness without being contested in my blackness or being accosted by blackness? Black on black blackness, harassed by my own blackness. My baby shot dead, his picture posted on a t-shirt that I'll never wear, yet that's not enough. Our black babies' bodies keep piling up. I don't know about how, I don't know about you, but I've had enough. See, cause it's either that or I'm accused by the black and blue due to my blackness. In my blackness, am I black enough? So it seems that in my blackness that I'm black enough to get arrested. Black enough for them handcuffs. See, I'm black enough. I'm black enough to be stopped on the spot. And ain't no question in the fact that I'm black enough to be shot with my hands up. I'm black enough while they murder us. It's murder us and it's on cameras and I've had enough. I'm black enough. I'm black enough to be tried and judged with without a trial. Black enough. I'm black enough where the judge can afford to look the other way. I'm black just enough where the crimes against me is just hearsay. My black mother's tears unheard, my pain unfounded, but just right for American justice. I'm black, so I'm judged like this. Black treated like shit. I'm black, so I'm fit the criteria like a Slipknot. And so I'm left with this judgment, and I'm black enough. I guess I'm just blessed to see a courtroom and a judge, because I could have been marked by some chalk yellow outlining in the street, blood leaving out of my black enoughness, leaking black enoughness. I could have my breath squeezed out of my chest, marked for death for selling loose cigarettes. I could be maimed or scarred or shot for wearing a hoodie or for pulling out a candy bar. I can't breathe in my blackness. I can't breathe in my blackness. I'm black like this. I was born like this. I'm the darkest blue black in my blackness. I'm purple. Did I mention that this is for real? The poet blacklisted, and I'm riding a spiritual rainbow over lands crooked and hollow in my blackness, over egotistical mentals, governmental possessed by the shallow. I'm riding a spiritual rainbow over a land divided by division, catapulting high above tainted religion and corrupt politicians. I'm in my blackness. I'm the blackest. I'm the holders of the blackest ass that you can kiss in the business. You treat dogs and foreign citizens with love, but my blackness, fuck this government and every police department. I'm praying and spreading love and band-aids for those who take part in this, those like me that share the same blackness, those cut by this world's incisions who bleed out blood out of the streets of misgivings, unjust busy bees who pollinate the spread of hate and man-made disease. Peking go green, but they've cut down every tree and ruined the roots of plenty. I'm on a spiritual rainbow in search of my ancestry, my lineage, in my blackness. While they're more concerned about a dog's pedigree, but my blackness shall never be righteous. No matter the likeness, no matter the lightness, you could be a red bone. You could be a red bone, but you'll never see justice. Did I mention that this is for real? Melanated human made of steel. I wear a cape laced with faith, and I'm able to walk over water when I take my socks off. In my blackness, socks stained by this world's waste. I'm for real.
and I'm black, blue black in my blackness. See, this shit don't crack, and this world can kiss the back of my black ass through the stains of my melanated blackness. I sink or swim or blood out of the streets. If you look like me, it's like this. Unless you're Harry Potter and you possess a magic wand, a four-leaf clover, a unicorn's horn, a rabbit's foot, or you can pull one out of a hat. I ain't Shazam, and I ain't got no S on my chest, but I be damned. I'm blessed with integrity, and at birth I was given a master's degree in being black. In my blackness, blacklisted, blackballed, blackmailed, blackjacked, black out, black peas, and black jelly beans on Black Friday. Oh, did I mention that I'm for real? And I'm riding on this spiritual rainbow in my blackness, high above a cloud with a cape laced with faith, and I'm black and I'm proud, and I can walk over water when I take my goddamn socks off, in my blackness. Am I black enough? Am I black enough? Am I black enough? I'm blue black. I'm true black. I'm so black you can see my shadow in the dark. I'm darkness. But am I black enough? Will I ever be black enough? When will I be black enough? God created me black enough, sure enough. But it seems that I won't be black enough until my black ass is in a casket. Lights out, covered in blackness, exterminated like roaches, left dead by killers with badges. Blackness, black as ashes. I be black enough. I'm black enough. I'm black enough. But I'll never be black enough. I'll never be black enough until I'm dropped in that basket. I'm black enough. Black enough to see from sea to shining sea the prejudice. I'm black enough. I'm black enough. I'm black enough. But when will I ever be black enough for justice? Black enough for real.
Oh, I can't even snap on that. Oh,
I have to say, King Larry, you took me back all the way into the 70s, you know, and it's not a bad thing. Salute, black and proud.
Thank you.
Standing with the fist in the air, you know, I had to step away from the throne, you know what I mean? You have a front row seat. Thank you, my brother.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Beautiful piece, man. Strong.
The passion
strong.
And the emotion and the dynamics of the,
yes.
the different parts of the African-American experience all rolled into yours. That was so beautiful. That was so beautiful and strong. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my
appreciate
sister.
It.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you both.
I love it. Love it so
and,
much.
And, you know, we thank you for being here.
Absolutely.
You know, that strong invitation, that love. You know, we...
Yes.
Hey, it's mutual. It's mutual.
Yeah, and we thank you for inviting us into the family as well. Appreciate
definitely.
That.
Yes, welcome aboard. Welcome aboard. I feel a little better now.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. That was... Thank you. I'm glad we were allowed to give you a chance to get that off your chest. That was... humbling to listen to. Thank you so much.
You're
welcome. I hope I didn't hurt your eardrums. I hope I didn't hurt your
eardrums. No,
no.
I'll stand ahead appreciating as a fan. Just like, oh, like I said, I felt like I transported back to the 70s. You know, get up, stand up.
You know, definitely was quite the piece.
Man.
Oh, my gosh. Whew.
Well,
thank you.
You.
Thank you very much.
Excuse me. Much love to the both of y'all. Continue my success in what y'all doing over here and any place else. And that's that piece.
Thank you so much. We're going to we'll get you over to the King and Queen quarters, and you can meet with Van and the rest of the family. They're back there having a drink, and I'm sure they'll help get your mind off of it again. Thank you so much for joining us tonight and for everything.
One love.
Yes,
one love.
Yes, sir.
One love,
baby,
one
baby.
Mic.
One love, one mic.
Baby.
Take your time,
all right. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Oh, my gosh. Am I black enough? That is the ultimate question.
For real, the poet. Oh, man.
Absolutely.
Black enough. Man.
I think after that, we have some other great callers in the queue, but looks like we need to do a station identifier. We're going to go over to that, and we'll get back to you guys.
The next phase is online. Radio. Epiphany.
Welcome back to King
welcome
and
back.
Queen's Quarters.
All right. We right here when I
all right, King. So our next caller that we're going to bring on a little late, I know he wants to get on with, for real, but we're going to invite our favorite co-host to the stage, Poetic. How are you this evening? Thank you so much, my love.
Hey, I am doing phenomenal. Thank y'all so much. Dynamic show.
Hey, what's going on, brother? Thank you.
Welcome to the Epiphany family. Y'all doing an amazing job, wonderful job. I'm excited to have y'all aboard. Dynamic show, dynamic energy.
Thank you very much.
Thank y'all. Can I get y'all to do me a favor and bring back the CEO really quick for me?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. All right, for real,
hey.
Are you still with us?
Baby.
What are you doing? Take your socks off.
Hey. Hey man, I wanted to honor you with this piece because there was a moment in time where we crossed paths, right? And today is that day that I met the character of For Real the Poet Douglas outside of the poet, because today, 3 years ago, this man was on Wolf Hours spitting a piece while his son had been brutally murdered in the streets. And I remember saying to myself, if this man can do that, there isn't a reason why any of us should not be able to spit a piece of poetry in spite of the odds that we're up against. And I saw his character that day, and I couldn't wait to be a part of his network because that's somebody that I wanted to be affiliated with. So,
thank you, brother. Thank you,
man. The piece that I'm going to do tonight is called Am I Black Enough? Ode to For Real the Poet.
Thank you, brother.
I'm so sick of trying to decide if I'm black enough. My skin color should be enough. Oh, I get it. Because I'm light skinned, I'm not legit. Well, let me tell you something. I've suffered the same oppression and everything. Am I black enough? Oh, it gets rough. Because I'm a lighter shade of the hue. Don't tell me you've been in my shoes, too. See, I had to be an outcast from my own race, feeling all out of place. Am I black enough? My name isn't McGruff. My crime dog looks at me differently because I fit the damn description. So stop asking me dumb questions. Where are you going? And it's not a suggestion. Am I black enough? Did you just call my bluff? I don't belong in your field or in your house because I tried. No, I didn't try calling you master, so you want to whip me faster. Try that shit if you want to. I'll show you what black can do. Am I black enough? Here's your stuff. Portable toilets to carry around your bullshit because your filtration system is all backed up and I quit. I quit running to master to rat out my own kind. Freed slaves could feed slaves, but you find they stuck together to fight your oppression. Now I have a confession. Am I black enough? Holding and penetrating while your white ordinances calling your bluff. These trumped up laws enough to make your skin crawl. Oh, I've got scars. The wounds from the torn open flesh from your whips, scars. Drip, drip, drip. Is my blood dripping on the concrete? Drip. Am I black enough? How much proof do you need to see? Wait, let me think. Maybe Freddie Gay murdered. Martin Luther King Jr. murdered. Sandra Bland murdered. Tamir Rice murdered. Eric Garner murdered. Trayvon Martin murdered. Botham Jean murdered. Kill said our only crime was being black. Judgment Day is back. History will not repeat itself unless you pull that fake book off the shelf. Look at your colleges and banks built on slavery. The projects were created because we were considered projects. Picture that imagery. Am I black enough? Am I black enough? That's the question you ask when you look in the mirror. White supremacists, let me make it clearer. I am black enough. I am black enough. In peace.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
What a tribute. Oh, my gosh.
My brother.
I'm standing up for Luke.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that, bro. I really appreciate that, man. And, you went in, bro. Definitely. You went in, man. Thank you, man. I love you, bro.
Definitely.
I love you, too, bro.
Brother, that was powerful and beautiful, man. I really loved and appreciate that. And that's why I was standing up, not sitting, listening to the piece, you know?
Yeah.
Man.
Oh, that was amazing. Thank you so much, Poetic.
Thank you for real for being the inspiration behind it, brother.
Hey, thank you always, man. One love.
You are the king. You are the king and the captain.
One love.
One love. Hey, Brother Van, what you got going on out in this world?
Oh, man, listen. You heard from my brother, my co-host, the Batman, and I'm Robin. J-Rob, the wise son, join us this Thursday night for the Get Down. Black History Month continues as far as we're concerned, so make sure y'all tune in. Every other Saturday, you can find me opposite Poetic Therapy, and Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently. On Sunday nights, y'all, you can find me with Divine Inspiration, a.k.a. Paul Sampson, in... Where we at, y'all? Where we at? Come on, I know y'all know. The Inspiration Factory. See,
the Inspiration Factory.
Y'all didn't
I was getting ready to listen. Okay, so you had to say the Inspiration Factory.
The Inspiration Factory. That's where we at. And then on every other Monday, y'all, you can find us... Soul Cafe, Do What You Like, Soul Cafe with For Real, the poet, La Perla, the Negra, and so, and Do What You Like with none other than Mr. Metaphoria. Hey, y'all, that's where I'm at, y'all. You can find me there. So, one love, one
beautiful.
Mic.
Thank you for the rundown. One love, one mic, and thank you.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
All right.
Hey, you can go on to the King and Queen's quarters. We got fine wine, we got crackers, we got hors d'oeuvres. Other people back there, hey, mingle and mangle, yo. You know what I mean? It's all there.
Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. So are you ready for another caller for the show, King?
Yes.
Okay, thou, wonderful.
Thou have them come forth.
Okay. I certainly will. Good evening, Blaze. You are on the air. How are you tonight? Blaze, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. Listening
Blaze,
to everybody's pieces, and I, again, am not ready. I didn't know what the show was. Of course, I hadn't been on here in a while, so I apologize to everybody.
Okay. It's all right. Appreciate your support. Would you like us to come back to you, or are you just taking in the energy for right now?
Yes, just taking in energy for right now.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to put you back in the green room, the King of Queens quarters, and let you chill in the backstage. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, if you, my brother.
All right. Looks like my girl is also back here. Gina Storm, how are you this evening? Gina, can you hear me?
Hello, Gina.
Gina, are you with us?
I was talking on mute. I was mutating. I apologize. It's practically part of who I am. It wouldn't be Monday without me. Look, for real, the poet calls me Monday, so that's why I'm here.
Oh, okay. I totally understand. And welcome to our first show. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here. I was excited. Like,
hey.
I host a Monday night show, and I love you both. And I come whenever I can, and if I'm not in one of the boxes on the screen, I'm absolutely positively going to be in the chat and support and watch the replay and like the episode, and yeah, that's what I do. But yeah, I love y'all.
That.
That's why I'm here. I appreciate
you. Thank
you
so
I
much, Gina.
Appreciate
no doubt. We appreciate you coming
y'all
through.
Y'all doing a great job. I haven't been
thank
here
you
long because, like I said, my show was from 8 to 9, my time, which is 9 to 10 y'all time. So I've only been here about 20 minutes or so.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're very happy to have you here. Do you have
do you have
anything you'd like to? Our theme for tonight is to speak your piece and then spit your piece. So if there's anything you have on your mind, we'd love to hear it. And then if you'd like to share a piece with us, we'd like to hear that afterwards as well.
Okay, I want to speak my piece, and my piece is this. Today is February 28th, 2022. I don't just celebrate Black History Month in the month of February, but all 365. So I'm going to tell you what my African-American history calendar is telling me is something that we need to be aware of on this day. George Washington actually answered Phyllis Whitley's letter in 1776, and it was in regards to the fact that African Americans at that time wanted to be acknowledged during the country's freedom celebration. And at the time, he was the president, and he allowed not everyone, but a handful of people that he had selected to participate, and a lot of Black kids don't know that because they didn't learn it in history class. So every time I find out a little known Black history fact, I like to share it with the youth because I feel like they're our future. I have a 3-year-old daughter that I want to know every aspect of her heritage because she's a Black Native American. My grandchildren are Blackskin. I think that they should know Black history as well as Mexican history. They should embrace being Native American as well and all the aspects of who we are. But because I'm a Black woman and I've been very proud to be one this year, more than I can say any in my previous life, like I'm 52 years old and this is my best and happiest Black History Month. I want to share my piece, and I just want to let y'all know that's what I thought. And thank you for the space and the opportunity.
Well, yeah.
I appreciate that. And it sounds like you have a melting pot there. They need to know about the Blackskin history. Gina and her words that she make up, I love it.
Absolutely.
Blackskin.
I'm the freestyle. I'm the freestyle queen who, when she reads something that she wrote previously, has to key style around it. So key style is something that I need to trademark because I'll be honest with you, I never heard anybody say it before in regards to reading the written work. But I can't read things verbatim, so I have to freestyle around something I wrote. But the reality is I'm just happy to be here. And I don't have a pre-written piece tonight, so y'all going to get one off the dome.
Oh, well, always there, always welcome, because you always bring it dynamic every time. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
All right, the mic is yours, Gina.
All right. Am I Black Enough? It's the title of my freestyle tonight. Am I Black Enough to be seen by Black men as their future queen? have been previously. I call my two ex-husbands first and second biblical. A lot of y'all know that because you've heard this before. Solomon is my daughter's dad's name. We were married for 12 years. If you blinked in 2014, you would forget that I even got married. But my second ex-husband's name is Moses, and we're still friends, even though he had no baby I carried. His family, mi familia, and I love him to infinity. He will never go anywhere as long as I'm breathing, my heart is beating, and I'm living. I know a lot of people say, Tina, you ain't never been friends with an ex. And I'm going to tell you about my reality. Sometimes your vibe attracts your tribe, and he's been my tribe from the moment that we met. So even though our marriage didn't work out, that's okay, because that's not something that I want to fuss about. The reality is this: I'm so happy to be Black. But there have been times in my life that I didn't think that I could actually portray the thing that everybody would love to say, like I'm Black and I'm proud. Because people would look at me and they would be like, what are you mixed with? You have naturally curly hair and your eyes change colors. Sometimes you have an accent. And I'm thinking, no, I was born and raised here in the Midwest, but my family is diverse and eclectic. We're like the United Nations of people, really. I mean, there are Asians, Hispanics, Blacks, Africans, African Americans, Jamaican. There are people who were from Portugal and those who are from Haiti. I'm talking about if I had to hold up one flag to represent me, I wouldn't be able to. So I have to simply be a Black woman who's not always seen or rather heard as Black enough. People would talk to me on the phone and then be confused when they met me in person because they would say, I didn't realize you were Black. Is it because I'm articulate? I have a vocabulary and I use it every day and I don't feel like it's something that I could shrink down from or think that it's something that I should not do or I should vary. I should dip into my ghetto mentality and use the embonics that is not indigenous to me, but yet I can translate that as well as people who were born in the South. Don't get it confused or even messed up because the reality is this. You better buck up. I'm not one to be trifled with or played with. You can't ask me whether or not I'm Black enough or even act like I am not worthy. Because the reality is this, I don't have that light skin privilege. There was a time in my life when I was a dark milk chocolate as well as cafe au lait. My skin tone had several shades. I was a light skin and dark skin Michael Jackson at the same damn time, and it was nothing I could do to control it. When I was 27 years old, I was diagnosed with lupus, and I had a daughter who was almost 5. I had to stay alive. I can't die at 30. Really? Y'all playing with me. I'm going to tell you something about tenacity. It's faith mixed with hard work added to, not subtracted fun, but to the second power of I got this. It's not just Black girl magic. I dare you to ask me if I'm Black enough or even question it. This is my reality. I was born in the United States of America on December 23rd, 1969. This is my legacy. I'm a Black woman who raised a Black woman, and I am a queen. Was raised by a queen, was raised by queens, who has a 30-year-old daughter that I've seen today for the first time in a long time with brand new eyes. And even though I say it to her face, I would still pick you if I could pick my own child. She made me happy, and I was blessed with a surprise gift, because I have rarely been pleasantly surprised. But I'll tell you something, I don't matter what you hear or what you see. When you hear or see me with thine own ears and eyes, I am Black enough. Don't ever question why. Dawn, thank you for indulging me. In peace.
All right, Gina. Oh, beautiful. Yeah, me rocking back and forth in my chair. You know what I mean? Yeah. The throne is, the throne right here, you know what I'm saying, it's built of, you know, gold. You know what I mean? But, hey, that was a dope, phenomenal piece. Appreciate that. You know what I mean? Especially off the dome. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
I
definitely was in
that,
the building
right
on that one. Me and the queen, we like this. Moving on,
yeah.
Moving strong.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Always.
Don't ever get it wrong.
Gina's key styles come through all the time. I love
yeah,
it.
No doubt,
I love it so
no
much. Yeah, every now and then I have to remind people I'm a poet, so I have to key style. But when I freestyle, it's just something that actually is on my heart. And King Atterbury know that we did, was that Poetry After Dark last night?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
it was
amazing.
Yeah, no doubt.
And so in one of my pieces, there was a dude from across the bar who sent shots to me and my sister. He's white and I'm black. And black guys mm-hmm. don't ever send me drinks. And that's what triggered me being able to spit a piece about am I black enough? Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
And I'm not the ghetto nor fabulous. But I am black.
No doubt.
Don't get it twisted. I love y'all. Thank you. One love, one mic. You're welcome.
Out here in the world, you know what I'm saying? Like, what you got, you know what I'm saying, popping off or whatever.
Okay,
you know?
Okay. So, like I said, Monday nights, I'm at POET, Voices Behind the Pen, at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 Eastern Standard Time. So, normally, as soon as I get off that mic, I come here. I don't care what the show is. I'm epiphany to the death of me. So that's my Monday night show. And then every other Wednesday night on DSR, it's me and Rebel P. Jones. We do a show that's at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And no, 10, at 10 Eastern Standard Time. And we are the DSR All-Stars. And we have a theme yet to be determined. But honestly, I'm going to tell you where you can find me, anywhere there's poetry. And
absolutely.
I support
right.
everybody, every mic, every venue where, that I can be on.
Right.
So that's what I'm doing. Like, I'm support.
That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Moving along in the world. But, hey, check this out. In the King and Queen's Quarters, we got a whole buffet back there. We got some, the waiter just notified me that, there's some Crown Royal back there, too. You know what I'm saying? But we got some wine and crackers, cheese and hors d'oeuvres. You know what I mean? Help yourself to anything. The rest
I need to hydrate,
there.
So I'll help myself to water and the buffet. Thank you, because I have the monkeys, and I love y'all every day. One love, one life.
We have a golden fountain back there with purified water.
Okay, y'all family. You know what I mean? For real. Yes. You understand
so
me. You
enjoy
understand
yourself.
Me.
Drink from a golden chalice, and you'll be good money. Word up.
I love it.
Absolutely.
Thank you. And salute to the royalty. This is an amazing show. Keep up the good work. I'm so happy I was here for it.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate
one
you.
Love, one, mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Okay. So before we go into this this next round, you know what I'm saying, we're going to entertain everybody with nice little music coming through. So here we go. We're going to rock it out.
Well, it's a group thing. It's got a funky swing. Well, it's a group thing, a group thing.
Come on.
We
All right, everybody, welcome back.
Rules Bang. We partying up in the kingdom today. Well, tonight,
yes,
rather.
Yes, we are.
Beautiful moment.
Of course. Just want everybody to know that this is the For Real Entertainment Network, Tiffany
that's
Radios,
right, that's right.
King and Queen Quarter. This is our first show, and we'd like to thank everyone for calling in and listening and all the beautiful poets that have shared with us tonight. I want to know I want to know what you guys think about doing a speed round with us. Really quickly go through some of a piece of everyone's poetry. I'm going to bring everyone on the line and just find out who's interested in being on with us tonight. Poetic, are you there?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right, you're in?
I'm in.
Great to hear it. Thank you.
No doubt, no doubt.
Danielle, are you there? Danielle? Danielle, are you up for the speed run with us?
Can you hear me?
Okay, I think. Oh, yes, I can hear you now.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I was muted. I'm here, yeah.
Okay, all right, excellent. So you're, all right, perfect. Okay. J-Rob, the wise son, are you down for a speed round with us?
Brother
J-Rob? Okay, maybe he stepped away from the phone. J-Rob, are you there?
My bad, y'all. I had you on mute because I came back to work. So I'm not going to be able to do the speed round with y'all right now. But I am still listening.
Okay. Understand. Right. Thank you for the support. We appreciate it. All right.
Modell.
For real, how would you like to join us for a speed round tonight?
Yes, I would.
All right. We'll hold you in the queue. Thank you.
Yeah, Blaze is still there.
All right. And Blaze, I see that your hand is still raised. Are you interested in sharing something for the speed round, or are you still listening in? Blaze, are you there? Okay, maybe Blaze isn't.
All right.
Well, you know, I'm gonna step off the throne for a minute, and I'll initiate the first.
Okay. All right. One more caller. We have Gina. Gina, are you up for a speed round with us tonight?
Absolutely, positively, I'm in for.
Absolutely. Okay. Great. Wonderful. All right. So what we'll do is, King, you're gonna kick off. I'll go next, and then everyone else, as you come in, I'll just say your name. You speak your piece. We'll hold the flowers until the end. And let's have a great round. Thank you. Kane, kick it off for us.
All right. This is the story of Joel. We're going to start like this. Had to let go of what didn't make sense, rebuild my confidence, threw away 2 pennies and started building accomplishments. All for the love of me, meditating at a high speed. Looked around in odyssey of branching on a bigger tree. Move a little differently than how I did before. Studying life lore, sometimes I pause and open doors. Walk through with my head high, as if I'm 2017. Activated by the highest source of a real spiritual being. Hold dear to what I create, gifted with a skill set. Ever since my car crashed, I gained a brighter intellect. Published a lot of books as a hobby I have passion for. Found an Amazon store, I'm humble without a loud applause. Leave behind a legacy, not worried about how others be. My love for writing poetry is unique to some communities. Employed as a healthcare worker with the elderly, true compassion side of me is living with humility. Take a lot of time to self just to make the right decisions. Appreciating those who hear me out of wild listening. Nobody is perfect in this world of smoke mirrors. Spending time at the beach, looking at water, thoughts are clearer. Saw air and prayers absorb the negativity from out of me. Learn to have loyalty, being trustworthy with modesty. Respect for my children is a bonus as a parent. Even though sometimes I'm challenged, I still always can manage. King. And that's that.
I don't
piece.
Blame the other woman. Perfect. All right. I don't blame the other woman. Honey is a harmonizer, dripping the manna of understanding, knees fat with satisfaction, plump dumpling, whispering something with little knowledge of the language, tongue clicks miss, redirecting the message, and an ego chamber is what she's left with. Blessed be the rest and beat of the heart for hire. Honey got the hallelujah and the hellfire. She's a harmonizer. Juicy mango, harmony thick like hominy grits, green bruise, planting limbs, bottom lip heavy like her accent. You want more? She asked him. Asked him before allowing an enthusiastic visit deep inside her. She ain't a home wrecker. She's a harmonizer. It's her vibration that he needs. Him seek her out like honeybees. She gives him a little something sweet, serves him up a stew to eat, oil his beard and rub his feet for $40 and a little treat. With a wife at home and kids to feed, there's paradise and harmony, and honey is a harmonizer, synthesizer of intimations, conversations with her shadow self. She think of you like no one else, a caress that makes the heavens melt, pineapple juice and ackee shells, soul eater, needs feeder, leaver of none the wiser. She doesn't make the rules. She just plays the game. Honey is a harmonizer. Poem. Poetic.
No longer asleep. The culture that resides in my DNA makes me proud to be black every day. No matter how we are viewed in society, I stand with my fists firmly tightened for all to see. As I lift my voice to sing, all the freedom that Martin said, let it ring from the valley to the mountaintop, from the alleys to the street hilltop. I'm not just black for less than 30 days, for you to recognize our accomplishments like some cheap stage plays. My black is 365. I wear the skin like a coat of arms. A badge of honor not to slave on your modern-day cotton farms. By any means necessary is our new anthem, but don't worry. It's about justice and peace, not wars to bring out racial beefs. It's not that I'm righteous, but I'm very vociferous about my genetic code written over thousands of years ago and the legacy left for us to create for our future minus the ego. See, my children are my past, present, and future. But why do you think I'm primal in nature, in peace?
Danielle.
Oh.
Beautiful colors. They say they are in fear for their lives, calling us monsters and uncivilized after cutting us down. Then covering their lies with all lives matter. Man, fuck your hate-filled fear and chatter. What I want to know is why do they always take our beautiful colors and paint the ground, influencing them and leading them astray because they can't break us open or down. Because we don't break. And the most beautiful colors of all the new ones that we create, they target those most of all, bringing tears to our eyes, trying to keep us from seeing the sun come up by trying to keep us from seeing our sons come up. Their fear is the paintbrush of excuses and reasons for their canvas of hate, and red is their favorite color they use to paint over their ugly envy and green. They think it's a great accomplishment once again, standing back, marveling at the massacres they make. For centuries, they've taken us, tried to change us, tried to rid the world of us, even act as if we don't exist. All failed, and I'm here to tell you things have changed. The winds of power have shifted in our direction. We have to believe it too, and rightfully so. So be afraid. Be very afraid. We are awake. See, I know you can feel defeat filling the atmosphere as the universe is bringing balance in this change. We are now starting to taste victory in your tears, too. So black man, black child, black woman, stand up. The time is now. We are rising up. We know what we have to do. And that's at peace.
For real?
Mm. You see, Master said that we was trash. But behind the barn where he raped our women, he also raped the men with his gay ass. Fuck your faggot ass, Master. Then somebody told a good damn lie. So then they brought us over here and made us slaves. Then these same motherfuckers wrote a song about the home of the free and the brave. Somebody told a good damn lie. You can take your lie, those lily white ones, and kiss my black ass. Somebody told a good damn lie. Looking down on my brown-skinned child with the most beautiful eyes, and you want me to believe that he can't fly? That he'll never soar? Somebody told a good damn lie. Watch as he goes forth, opening door after door after door. Son of God, creator of this world, prince from the lost tribe. That wasn't really lost. It was wasn't their business, them barbarians, so God kept them hidden. Then somebody told a good damn lie. Now the streets of a nation fill them. Moor and Nubian royalty litter them. Our blood stains them. Somebody told a good damn lie. The same ones that they used on the American Indians. The shackles removed from yesterday's slave. Abraham Lincoln lie. Got them sitting in a goddamn cage in a private-owned prison, stripped from the rights to vote, marked as felons, labeled as non-citizens. Somebody told a good damn lie. Somebody told a good damn lie. Somebody told a good damn lie about the 4th of July. They celebrate independence while we still cry. We cry out about enslavement and poverty. The Emancipation Proclamation of January 1st, 1863 was a lie. Systems, prisons, cubicles, non-citizens, walls, invisible. They stand tall. I can see them. Trump ain't said shit because in their heads they already built them. Constructs, barriers, roadblocks, restrictions, blacks forced back to the back. Rosa Parks weeps tears somewhere in a wax museum. Plows, oxen, plantations, cotton. What's so different in the state of this nation? Poison, tainted water, Tuskegee, GMOs. Nothing has changed. They still killing black folks. Strangleholds, bullets, women and children, German shepherds sicked on people who picket, unjust systems, prisons, cubicles, non-citizens, walls, constructs, barriers, roadblocks, restrictions, plows, oxen, plantations, cotton, poison, tainted water, Tuskegee, GMOs. Nothing's changed. They still killing black folk. Red Sea, blood river, bleeding creeks, black rains, racism that flow through corroded veins. American justice, killing just us is the prerogative. Somebody told a good damn lie. 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 When they said that my beautiful black child will never fly, but watch this hatchling spread his damned wings. I guess you've never heard a cage bird sing. It's hard to hear with that cotton we picked in your goddamn ears and your good damn lies. Somebody told a good damn lie. 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 Now watch my beautiful black child fly. Over racism and division, over private-owned prisons, over songs that bleed of 400 years of slavery, over the free and the brave, the KKK, over walls built tall and high, watch my child fly. Over brooks of tainted water, over shitty trials, over trials and tribulations, over fields that leave bacteria sterilizing our sons and our daughters, through the streets of Carolina where they worship and hail Hitler. Get out before they get to fly over that Red Sea, blood river, those bleeding creeks, black rains, racism that flow through corroded veins. American justice, killing just us is the prerogative. Somebody told a good damn lie.
Somebody told a good damn lie. Somebody told a good damn lie. Somebody told a good damn lie when they said that my beautiful black child will never fly. But watch this hatchling spread his damned wings. I guess you've never heard the cage bird sing. It's hard to hear with the cotton we picked in your ears and your good damn lies. Somebody told a good damn lie. Somebody told a good damn lie. Somebody told a good damn lie. Now watch my beautiful black child fly in peace.
Gina Storm.
Oh. Gina, are you there?
Gina, are you Gina? With us? Gina?
Maybe she dropped. Gina, unmute.
Yeah. I was talking on mute. I apologize. Because I was like, I heard I was unmuted, and then I thought I unmuted, but I did not. I apologize. So, here we go. I know for a lot of you, you see a warning sign when you see those red and blue lights flashing behind you, and you're upset because you're driving while black, and you feel like that's the enemy. But I'll be honest with you, that hasn't been my situation, you see. See, one of my brothers in the town that I live in is JPD, and his police courtesy actually benefited me. There has been a couple of other occasions in which a police officer was called to my address due to theft, or I just heard a noise out back. The motion sensitive light came on, and the camera picked up a motion of something that was bigger than the animals that roam around here, instead of the norm, and the boys in blue came out and looked out for me. And I know that there has been some horrible things that have happened to all of you. And I say this to my brother's kids all the time because they're half white and they look mostly Hispanic, like my grandchildren look just like me, two of them at least, and the other just like my mommy. My daughter says that we have stronger genes. But the reality is this, if you're black in the United States of America, your enemy is usually people who in blue from head to toe are dressed. They have a gun, a taser, a badge, and they're in a patrol car. Even if there's a camera that is running, they may get away with homicide. And we have seen this time and time again thus far. So I understand and appreciate when people say they're all black, that Black Lives Matter, when the opposition is saying that all lives matter. And I hear them in this struggle too, because my family is the United Nations. Just like a lot of you, none of us are 100% anything. We are all mutts because we live in the United States of America. But the reality is this. There's a couple of cops that are out there, and they're decent. And I love them to infinity. I'm hoping and praying because I know counselor on my brother's phone to let him know that he has less than 2 years now before retirement. And I hope he can do that without incident. He doesn't shoot anyone and don't want to shoot him, even if he's wearing the vest and they are too. I love my family. I'm proud to be black. And for the men who serve, whether they're civil servants or in the military, right now is a very trying time in our history. And I just want everybody to be safe. And
okay. That's a fun LSD round. You know what I mean?
Yes, that was absolutely wonderful.
Sit back in on my throne, you know what I mean, in the golden chair. Beautiful poetry tonight. Beautiful poetry.
Absolutely.
Everybody just got busy.
Definitely. I loved every piece. I can't even begin to break it down to everyone. It's been such
no
a beautiful
doubt.
First night and a beautiful, warm reception from everyone.
Yes. Amen.
Special shouts out Poetic for helping us along in this process, and For Real the Poets,
indeed.
For Real Entertainment Network, the Raw Links. I just want to give you guys a shout out and thank you, J. Rob the Wise Son, Danielle, Miss VIP.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for joining us, Blaze. Even though you didn't say anything, we appreciate you for tuning in. Gina Storm, thank you so much. Have I forgotten anybody? King.
I think you covered everybody.
Oh, okay.
You know
so before
saying?
We...
Big shout out to Brother Poe, you know what I mean?
Definitely. And before we get out of here, I just want to let everyone know that you can catch us tomorrow night on the Let's Talk Network for the Poetry Corner. And our topic for tomorrow night is going to be A Woman's Worth with your host, Nicole. Is that what it is? I'm sorry.
Well, you can never – I'm a king in the kingdom here, and I'm a king over there, too. So I have to stand to correct the queen because the queen is the queen, you know what I mean? But, yes.
No, wow, okay.
King is the Poetry Corner on the Let's Talk platform, YouTube, Facebook Live, and the Poetry Corner group. And I'll be hosting along with Quentin Ford and our special host of the night, Nicole Brookings. She'll be hosting right along with us. And we're going to have a great night.
Absolutely. And also coming up on the – we also have Mojave's show that's going to be coming up tomorrow night at 9 p.m., and that's going to be – do we know which one that's going to be? I forget. He has
Queen,
so many dynamic
Queen,
shows. War Council,
Queen.
I think, is coming up for tomorrow.
Yeah, it's the well, – Queen, remember, we want to test it.
Yes, the War Council
Network.
With Mojave.
Yes,
on
the
Epiphany Network.
On the Epiphany Network, War Council with your host, Mojave. Don't miss out. It's going to be fly tomorrow night. Stay tuned. Tune in. Please don't miss it. And another shout-out to Larry Maddox, CEO of Epiphany, a.k.a. For Real Poet. We appreciate becoming part of your family. Thank you very much. We love you,
absolutely.
Man.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Thank you for joining tonight, everybody.
And also, I want to give a big shout-out to you, Queen. Queen Simmons.
And let me give a shout-out to you, King.
Couldn't ask
Thank
for another
you.
Or better queen to stand next to or not. Oh, man. Let me just say, is this the beginning of some type of Ashton and Simpson thing?
Ashton.
Marvin and Tammy Terrell?
I'm here for it. I'm here for it.
No doubt. No doubt. You know what I'm saying? You know we got to have a little fun with it.
Yes, and we'll be on the quarters every other Monday night. Is that right?
That's right. Every other Monday. March 14th, same time, on Epiphany, 9 o'clock. Tune in. We'll be posting up, letting everybody know how it's going down. Well, one mic, one love. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much. Tuning in.